Welcome back to the Hallmarkies podcast. It is Amy here today, and today we are doing a special feedback episode of the Hallmarkies podcast, and it is not an episode, of course, though, without our fearless leader, Rachel. So, Rachel.
Hi!
Currently, I looked at our history for the podcast, and we haven't done a feedback episode in 6 months.
I know it. It's terrible. But the whole idea of the feedback show was Amber's idea, and then she got super, super busy with school, and I just didn't have time with everything going on in my life to do another show. And it's really almost more the work that goes into compiling everything, gathering everything, actually just doing it is pretty easy. And then the editing, all that stuff, I just didn't have time. I couldn't do it.
So we've decided to bring it back, not consecutively. This isn't going to be consistent, but yeah. We're bringing back the feedback at least.
We really wanted to, because we did get so much fun feedback from the award show, which was all thanks to Amy. Round of applause.
Thank you.
Round of applause for Amy. People were like saying, oh, great job, Rachel, on the award show. And I was just like, I guess I can take credit because I found Amy.
It's all because of you, Rachel.
I discovered Amy. Therefore,
technically, I found you guys. Technically, I was like, oh my gosh, there's a Hallmarkies podcast that I can listen to on my way home from school. And then I tweeted you guys, and I was like, I wonder if they'll tweet me back. And you did, and I was excited.
Yes. Well, and then I listened to your show, and then your YouTube channel, and I said to Amber, she's really cute. We should invite her to be on the podcast.
You took a chance on a sad 19-year-old girl.
Because you were, I think it was Amber was first like wanted to have you on to do the Twilight episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. And then that ended up not happening for a while. And so we had you on. It's so crazy how, like, cause really it was just Amber and I for quite a while. And then just things kind of by necessity. For about 6 months, maybe even longer, I basically did it all myself, but just getting guests for every episode. Mm-hmm. And then last year was just the year to compile the team, which was awesome.
Just gaining. And I remember, if you watched my YouTube video where I reacted to my goals of last year, I had written down a goal for 2019 that said I wanted to start my own podcast. And then when I recorded the video, I was like, oh, well, that's not a goal anymore, because you had asked me like a week before I filmed that video to officially be on Hallmarkies. But you told me not to tell anyone, I think, until the new year.
Oh, yeah.
And so like when I was recording that video, I was like, oh, well, that goal happened before it even was 2019.
Yeah. Because you were the first person that we asked to be the co-host, because I had gotten through Christmas by myself. And it was pretty brutal. And then we asked
Georgia,
right? And then Casey and Lisa.
And Caroline.
And Caroline. But then Caroline was when Calls the Heart was really going.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Tammy and Anne were this summer, right?
That was in August. Yeah.
Late summer. Yeah.
So it's been really incredible.
Crazy. It's been a crazy whirlwind. And yeah.
So anyway, but Amy did an amazing job.
Thank you.
With the award show. It was really cool. And I think a lot of people
planning for next year in the group chat. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to do this differently, this differently, this differently. Like I literally did that pretty much in 2 weeks, like finish that.
It was amazing. Yeah.
and I'm like, all right, we're not doing that next year. Like I need like a month. So
we'll try to do the feedback show more often. We have been doing these really fun little things for our patrons, where the patrons get to ask us questions of the different co-hosts. And so if you are interested in that, definitely check out becoming a patron. We'll have the link in our description. So we have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. All right, but it's episode 10 of feedback. So I want to start this out for feedback. I wanted us to, each of us, to make like one goal that we have for us on the podcast this year. Because, you know, it's the first feedback of 2020. Let's see, what goal do we have for this year on the podcast?
Personally, I mean, I have a lot of goals that are kind of boring about things like getting more sponsorships and, you go first.
Okay. So I think mine is, I really want us to expand on what we talk about. Like, I like how we're doing, like, I want Once Upon an Upside to do well, and I want us to be able to bring in other stuff and do more bonus episodes.
Oh, I see about what you're saying.
Bring other things in, because, like, all eight of us that are hosts, we all have, like, such different interests that I think it's really cool when a group of us are able to get together and talk about something that we enjoy and that's outside of homework. And I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I mean, goodness knows we need more content on this podcast. That's
that
for sure.
Is true. That's the thing. But in the beginning of the year, we don't have as much content as we do at the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, it's true. I mean, that's kind of become our thing. Speaking of sponsorships, the whole reason, some people might think, why do they post so much? It's actually kind of our thing, because that's how we're able to get the sponsors that we're able to get, is because we guarantee because we sell by the week. Mm-hmm. I know this is probably boring, but we sell by the week as opposed to by the episode right now. So the more content we can put out, the better we're going to be. And the more stable as a podcast we're going to be, the more it's just going to improve us all together. So if people are like, hey, I have this idea for a show, as long as it's not like
inappropriate,
you know, or inappropriate for some reason, I'm all for it. Go for it. Use your creativity, try different things. And you know, some of the bonus podcasts that we've done in the past were by kind of necessity. Mm-hmm. Like when we did the Harry Potter podcast, we had nothing for that week. It really. And then we were like, what can we all talk about that would require limited to no movie watching
research, yeah.
And like, I mean, we put that all together in a couple of hours. Yeah. I talked to my friend, see if she was free, you were free, what's something that the three of us can all talk about. Yeah, you know. And then we did, and some people were like, why are you talking about it? We was sometimes you just, you know, necessity is the it's of invention, because but yeah, I'm all for that for sure. That's a really good goal, and I think that could be really fun. So, and if any of you guys have ideas for shows, like we had that great interview with Stacey Agdern about the Hanukkah shows, and that was because she came to me and said, I want to do this. I want to come on and talk about these movies. And so we're all for that. We love that. So
we love ideas of things you want us to make, or if you have something you want to talk about that like works with our theme, like we'll try to make it happen. So
like we have had my friend Esther Hatch on twice, who's not technically a Hallmark author, but her books are on brand and wholesome romance and things. And so if anybody also has anything like that is somebody you know or something you like and you want us to cover it, just let us know. We're happy to do so, as long as it fits, you know, enough into our brand.
Yeah. Another goal of mine, at least, is, well, Amber and I, because we're doing Once Upon an Upside and stuff, we kind of want to like expand the stuff we do onto other platforms also than just like podcasts. Uh-huh. So like we're doing the video more, and like Amber wants to do stuff on Instagram, which I haven't figured out how that's going to happen yet, but like I want us to expand and be able to post things all over the place. So like everyone can see us everywhere. I don't know.
We're going to take over the world.
Exactly. Take over the world one movie at a time.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I want to try to keep working on the marketing side of things, a lot of the boring stuff. I know that we can still do better. I want to, one thing for sure is I want to try to collab with more podcasters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause
I've just loved working with Elisa, Best Forever's podcast.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I've loved working with all the Feels girls, with Dory, and Mel, and they're so funny. And
I liked the cozy cabin one recently.
Yeah, that was really fun. I was bummed I couldn't be on that because I was at Sundance, but I'd like to work with them again. I just want to find more more podcasts that we, because I think those are just really, really fun. So yeah, let us know if you want to collab with us, or if you know people that you like to listen to that you think would be fun. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like Elisa, you know, her podcast is on communication and friendship, and it's not a movie podcast. So if you think people might gel with us and have a good time, then we've got some really fun ones coming up. We're going to be doing one with Haley and Amy from the Rehap Bachelor podcast that they do.
The Bachelor, like the show The Bachelor?
Yeah, the show The Bachelor. Okay. Yeah, they do a recap on that we know, Amber and I know. So we've been working with them, and we're really excited to have them on the show. And then I'm going to have Jen Johans from Film Intuition. She's a film critic. And she did this awesome thing with Netflix where she had all of these questions on a great, she did all of these cool things. It's actually with DVD chat. She has these questions for rom-coms that were really fun. Anyway, she's going to come on. I'm really excited for that. So, but I just, that's one thing I really want to try to collab as much as possible with people.
All right. I think those are some pretty good goals. We can come back to those at the end of the year and see what happens.
Great. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
But let's get into some feedback from the award show. So First, I screenshotted a bunch of the Twitter responses from people. And first off, we had some suggestions for what to do next year. And I want to run these by Rachel, you know.
All right.
We have a meeting while we're doing this episode.
Okay.
So first off, Lacey Fraser said that she suggested possibly a Lifetime Achievement Award for next year. And she suggested maybe that be only voted on by the hosts, or maybe a social media interaction award.
Will the Lifetime Achievement Award be for the lifetime of contributing to the podcast or to Hallmark?
To Hallmark, I think.
Okay.
So like an actor or actress that like has contributed. I don't know. Maybe we should try something like that this year. Who all around has been like the most influential to people for all of, I don't know, say Countdown to Christmas or something. I don't know. We could look into that. I definitely do want to move around some of the categories are going to be changed next year. I can tell you that.
It'll be fun to play around with
it. A social media interaction award. So I was thinking maybe something like that. Maybe we could do like something like who has like the fan base or whatever, like which fan base is biggest or something like that. We could do maybe. Cause I know they do that at some of the like Kids Choice Awards and stuff like that, where you can vote for like best fandom or whatever. I don't know. We could put the Hardys against Postables.
Well, we could probably give Ruth Hill the social media interaction, because she keeps getting sent to Twitter jail. So
yeah,
she probably deserves it.
That is true. So let's see. I don't think we had got any other good suggestions on, or any suggestions that I screenshotted on Twitter. But we did have a lot of interaction from people that we've had on the podcast. For one, I think Paul Campbell and Christopher Palaha got in a like fight because of us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
More fights. That's That's my goal for 2020.
I ultimately, though, what just came out of those arguments on Twitter that apparently we started, because, you know, Paul only yeah. won one award, Chris won four. So I think we need, I want to see a Christopher Plaha, Paul Campbell movie on Hallmark. I don't know what they'd be doing.
Oh man, that would be fun.
They could be BFFs or enemies.
Their version of the Odd Couple. I think that we got to see that made with Paul Campbell and Chris Paloma.
That'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
I also just wanted to thank, because we got some awesome Twitter responses from like Peter Benson and Carly Pope and Preston Vanderslice. Nina Wyman, of course, our queen. She's fantastic. Mm-hmm. She's the best. I love Nina. Who else? We got that really nice video from Nikki DeLoach.
Yeah.
That I was like so touched. It was so sweet. I'm just so thankful. Everyone who responded to this, I'm just so thankful for all of you. You made me feel the warm and fuzzy the whole time.
Yeah. It was really cool because I think that, I mean, I've always felt like these are kind of the underdogs of movies. Mm-hmm. And so I think you, Amy, should feel really good because I think that people that aren't normally praised and aren't normally given awards, it made them feel good. So I think you did a good deed. Thanks. And so it was good. Very good.
I know, it was so sweet. And Brittany Bristow, oh my God, everyone was so nice. Everyone that we worked with was so sweet and so nice and so hospitable. And I'm so grateful. Yeah. Even Preston Vanderslice, I have the tweet here. He even congratulated Peter Benson for winning. Even though Peter Benson won.
Yeah, so in his category. Like, yeah.
You know, everyone's a good sport on Hallmark. Being a good sport. I'm proud of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It is good. Very, very and good.
I think the other general consensus we got from the Twitter responses is that everyone wants more Greg McBride. I got so many. I got messages. I got tweets. So many things about Greg's part. And, you know, thank you, Greg, because that was fantastic. It was right in the middle of the show, so it was perfect.
Yeah. And, well, Nina says she wants to the Greg McBride's one-man show.
We should just give him a microphone.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, you're gonna make an episode this week, Greg, about what? Anything you want.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's he knows that that's true. I will drop almost anything and be like, sorry guys, I have to stop this podcast because Greg wants to do an interview. Because he's the best. I love him so much.
I also wanted to give a little shout out to, is this Nadia?
Nadia, I think. Nadia. She's the best.
She's so nice. She responded some awesome things. She said, bravo, thank you for this great recollection of the best of the year 2019. You guys rock. And I'm so thankful for her. Yeah. She's always been so supportive of the podcast. So I just wanted to give her a little shout out.
Yeah. And her blog is awesome. We'll put a link down to her blog
in
the description section because she does an incredible job.
Yeah, definitely. But thank you for everyone who tweeted us and responded to us on Twitter. Love you all so much. But before we continue with some more feedback, because we got Facebook feedback and emails and voicemails and stuff, we want to take a second out to talk about our sponsor this week. So what is our sponsor this week, Rachel?
So our sponsor this week is the good folks over at HelloFresh, and they are America's number one meal kit. And right now, if you go to HelloFresh.com/HallmarkEase10 and use code HallmarkEase10, you get 10 free meals, including free shipping. And they are a really amazing service that you can have 22 plus seasonal chef curated recipes each week. You can have low calorie, vegetarian, family friendly, all different kinds. And they really get you out of your rut. They get you trying new recipes, trying new flavors that you might not have done. It's really nice for me as a single person because I don't buy like a huge jar of sauce for one recipe and then just have it hanging around, or spices or something like that. You just get what you need for that one recipe. And Amy, you've done HelloFresh.
Yeah. My family's been using it for about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And for a family of four, you know, they're really quick recipes, 30 to 40 minutes a recipe. It's really nice to be able to come home and have a nice fresh meal that I can make for myself, my brother, and my parents.
Yeah.
At night, and I don't have to like go out and get all the ingredients and portion them certainly. And I just know, okay, Tuesday night we're making a HelloFresh and it's going to be good. And it doesn't take like way too much time or anything like that. So
You don't have to do the grocery shopping. Also, there's less packaging. It's more sustainable. 25% lower carbon footprint than if you had the store-bought grocery meals. And you can have extras like cookie dough, different things like that. So it's really, really a great service. People should definitely check it out. And like I said, you if you go to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies10, use code Hallmarkies10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
All right, so let's get into some more feedback. So on Facebook, we got some really nice comments. I just want to say thank you to Stephanie Walker and Colleen Lowe. They're the sweetest, really nice. And they said I had a great idea, so.
Yeah.
And also another thing here from Colleen, Pulau has been my favorite ever since Life Unexpected. So we clearly, what for our responses we've collected, we need more Greg and we need more Palaha. That is.
But Amy, you missed Colleen. She says, Rachel, you are a true warrior. I don't know how you get it all done, but you do. So inspiring. So
I was trying to say that. No, I'm kidding. I just
very sweet. Thank you, Colleen. Colleen was actually on the podcast over Christmas. She rocked it. She filled in for you.
For
one of the non-Hallmark episodes.
Yeah, when I was doing finals, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She did a really good job. I remember we talked about the Lea Michele movie. I don't remember the other ones, but I remember we talked about that one because we both didn't like it very much. So
I never ended up watching that one. There was a bunch of them that I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch even though I'm not covering it from the podcast. And it never ended up happening.
Yeah. You still have to watch Twinkle All the Way, though.
I know. I still haven't watched that.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's the only one I require.
Okay. I will watch it before next year, I promise. All right. So now we have a voicemail. So let me get the voicemail up. All right. So we are ready. Okay. So we have a voicemail from Donna, I believe. Yes. Donna Jo. Yes. Amazing. And she tweets us all the time. She's really sweet. So let me get her voicemail playing right here.
Hey, goddesses of Hallmark Gay Podcast. Cannot say enough wonderful things about the 2019 award show. Top-notch work, ladies. And I do know it was a tremendous amount of work and effort put into this show altogether. Each of the presenters were and are fantastic in your own right, but put y'all together and magic happens. Just phenomenal magic. I really love the interjections of your own personal thoughts about all the category winners. I only wish I would have had more time for congratulatory posts to social media. Every category winner deserved their own post. I just could not type fast enough and was way too excited about the wins for my favorites. Best Hallmark Channel movie, Flip That Romance. And our Hallmark King, Tyler Hines. And ladies, 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 how about that best kiss? Just a side note, I am the one who posted the film clip of the kiss on Twitter so fast. In this old lady's opinion, Tyler Hines does not get enough positive promotion, industry recognition for his exceptional on-screen talents, such as the immediate connections he makes with his co-stars and audiences during a film, as well as his off-screen humility and graciousness towards his fans. Thank you for including his acceptance speech for his awards. His words were so humble and sweet, they just melted the hearts of Hines fans everywhere. Again, great show, and a huge thank you to everyone involved. Well put together, executed perfectly, and just a plain fun show to watch. Looking forward to the 2020 awards. This is at Donna Jo 63, thanking all the Hallmark podcasty goddesses again for all you do on your podcast every day.
Okay, my heart.
Yeah, I think we knew who crushed it in the voicemail. It's Donna. Amazing. Oh. Amazing. And we certainly agree with her, her many, many points about particularly our good friend Tyler Hines.
Yes, he is fantastic. Yeah. And I want to see him. I can't wait to see what else he makes for Hallmark. It's so exciting.
I mean, it is true. It can't be denied that he has chemistry with everyone.
Yes, he does.
I mean, I think if you could take someone off the street and be like, you're in a Tyler Hines movie, and it would be great.
Yeah. We need to make maybe I'll do a funny category next year. Who's most likely to have chemistry with a brick wall? Because like, I could name like five guys that like, they could have chemistry with a tree. Like,
right. Who's most likely to have chemistry with a stranger plucked off of the road?
Yeah. I'm like, there's some of these guys that they could be reading like dictionary entries and it would still be awesome. So yeah. And there's some ladies like that too on Hallmark. I got to say,
yeah,
we have some ladies that like, they can make anything sound poetic, and I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like Tom Hanks, you know, like whatever he plays, even if he was like a multi murderer, it's like, oh, it's Tom Hanks, we like him, we're rooting for him.
Exactly.
So you know, what are you gonna do?
All right. So thank you so much, Donna. We appreciate your response. Let's get into some emails. So we have an email from Erin Stover from Pennsylvania. And she says, hi, everyone. I just wanted to share with everyone that you hit it out of the park with your first movie awards. The categories and nominees process were very fair and not overwhelming with too many categories and choices. I specifically did that on purpose. I thought 22 might be a little much. So I'm so glad everyone liked, was fine with there being 22 categories. Anyways, back to the
deal. Yeah.
Your YouTube show was wonderful. It was a nice format, and seeing everyone announce the awards, the acceptance videos, and call-ins were a wonderful bonus. Seeing how many Hallmark stars, writers, and others associated with the movies took part is a direct result of your successful podcast and all of the hard work you put into it. I think it would be fun to have a future Hallmark fans choice or along that line where you can pick a category. What new pairing would you like to see on future Hallmark movie? And which Hallmark movie favorite would you like to see a sequel to? And offer your top four would be a fun way for fans and listeners to have input for possible future Hallmark podcasts. Thank you for all the work that went into this. I hope it becomes a yearly tradition. Erin Stover.
Very good. Do you have one that you like from last year that you really would like to see a sequel to?
Me? Oh gosh, I'm trying to think.
I mean, for me, it's not Hallmark, but I told Carly Smale on the podcast, on the interview with her, I said, you need to do a sequel to Christmas Pen Pals.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
It's perfect. It's ready to go.
I would like to see a Flip That Romance series almost. I think it would be funny.
Oh, yeah.
If they did like the two main characters, they get a show on HGTV or something, and it's just them, you know, causing havoc. On Holmes,
Chip and Joanna of
Hallmark.
Hallmark. I'd buy it.
That'd be great. And I love Julie Gonzalo so much because my favorite movie from 2018 she was in, which was The Sweetest Heart, and then my favorite movie from 2019 she was also in. So I'm waiting to see what movie she's in this year because it's obviously gonna be my favorite. Like
She's hitting it out of the park.
Exactly. And she's one of my favorite characters on Supergirl right now too. So like, I love her so much.
She's great.
But what do you think about any of these categories? I think we should do I think some of these categories would be fun if we did an episode about these, like just us the hosts talking about it, like future pairings. Maybe we could get suggestions.
Well, we did a host a pitches show last year.
Yeah.
And I've been actually thinking about doing that again because March we kind of have it's kind of a little bit of an empty month. There's not that many new movies in March, and so I don't know, I have honestly been thinking about doing another pitch episode because I love coming up with pitches.
Yeah.
And so it's right up my alley. And it's always nice when you can do an episode where you don't have to watch anything. It's just like so freeing and fun.
It's just talking and having fun.
So that's definitely something I feel pretty confident we'll do that.
I love pitches. Like sometimes in our group chat, we will share pitches to each other. And like the automatic response from everyone is, okay, someone email Nina. Tell Nina to write it. Right.
Yeah, we do.
And it's like all of us do it now. And it's so funny. We don't actually email her any of our crazy ideas. We don't do that to her. That would be, that would not be fair if we did.
But
that's just testament.
She only made 4 movies last year. I think she's doing fine by herself.
She needs a break.
Doesn't need our help.
But that's just a testament to how much we love the writers, because there will be other times where we'll mention other writers' names too. Someone email such and such.
I think her and Julie are probably our most proud of. They're so sweet. We love the writers so much.
Oh yeah. All right. So we have a next one, an email from the great Scott, my fantastic Secret Santa this year. Thank you, Scott. So the feedback award show was excellent, and I'm impressed on how many Hall Stars participated with acceptance speeches. Our Hall Stars are genuinely great. A lot of award shows have lifetime achievement honor. Would you give a Hall Star achievement honor? Who would you give one to for 2019? Thank you, Scott. Do you have someone that you would have given it to in 2019?
I have a couple options. One, I would give it to the editors of When Calls the Heart, because they killed it.
They did
an incredible job.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And second, I would give it to Nina. I mean, it's hard to argue. She made 4 movies. She had so many movies that were mentioned in our awards. She was on our show
multiple times, twice.
And we love her so much, and she's just great. And
actresses, I'd say maybe CCB or Lacey Chabert, or someone who's made a lot of Hallmark movies over the past 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, lifetime achievement, but if it's achievement for the year, I might give it to Paloha, even though he was plenty awarded already.
But he did have a really great 2019.
It can't be denied, for sure.
Thank you for that. I think next year we might have to look into doing a lifetime achievement type thing. I will put it on my in my little notebook that has suggestions for next year, which half of them I will cross out between now and then. But,
thank you, Scott. Because Scott is one of our patrons, and we are so grateful.
Mm-hmm. We love him to death. Yeah. All right. So now we got 2 really awesome iTunes reviews, and we just wanted to read them and say thank you to our reviewers on iTunes. And we encourage you, if you love the podcast, go on iTunes, leave us a review, tell us what you think. We love to hear your feedback, and we love to talk about your feedback. Trust me, we talk about you guys all the time.
Yeah. We get so excited when we get a positive review, and it helps people to find the podcast. You come up more in search engines. It helps us a lot. So please do. And if you listen on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. It really helps us a lot.
We're really close to 1,000 subscribers. We've got 100. We need 140 subscribers or something like that. So if you want to subscribe to us on YouTube, please, we really want to hit 1,000. I will do something crazy for 1,000 subscribers. I don't know what yet, but give me some suggestions.
Please.
Yeah. but we got our first review we got was from username Lobby Crush, and they said they cover the waterfront and the town square. Whatever you might think of the actual programming on the Hallmark channels, you'll have to admire the depth and breadth of the coverage here. Whether it is movies or series, romance or mysteries, or so much Christmas, the hosts and commentators here discuss all from stem to stern with humor, and they certainly don't give everything a pass.
Yay! Which is awesome. Thank you so much.
And I love that. Can I ask this person, can we use this as our description? this is so well worded. And we certainly do not give everything a pass. We don't.
No, I pride myself on the podcast being honest and a real discussion. So we try to still make it fun, but why are we wasting our time if we're just, our praise means nothing if we don't also have the critiques as well.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and read this next one, Rachel?
Okay. So this EKS122 says, I've been a fan of this group for a while, and after just watching their first movie podcast awards, I love them even more for all things Hallmark and more. If you love Hallmark, I highly recommend tuning into this podcast regularly. Yay!
Thank you. Oh, we appreciate all of your guys' feedback so much. And if you have anything you want us to talk about in a future feedback episode, or you want us to talk about on a future episode, or you want to be on an episode, I don't know, contact us. Let us know what you think. Pitch us something. We love getting suggestions.
Yes, we really, really do. And we have do you have the feedback?
We have our phone number, email. So you can call us for feedback. Our number is 801-855-6407 if you want to call and leave us feedback. And we also have an email, which is
feedback at hallmarkiespodcast.com.
I think so. It'll be linked below, I promise. It's in the description of all of our videos and all of our podcasts. It's always down there. You just have to go to the bottom. Our feedback stuff is always down there. You can always contact us.
It's feedback at hallmarkiespodcast.com.
Yeah. And you can tweet us too, comment, message us on Facebook. I don't know, whatever you want to do. Your preferred social media is.
Yeah, it really does mean a lot to us, and we love interacting with you guys, and we just love doing the podcast. I hope that comes across. We have so much fun just as friends, and so we're really, really proud of everything we've accomplished and just excited to get to interact with all of you. Mm-hmm. And so, send us your feedback, and we'll hopefully get to do the show more.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We love you guys so much, and I don't think we can say that enough. And leave your comments, suggestions, everything else below. If you want to follow the podcast, you can find us all over at Hallmarkies Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, different podcasting apps. Go if you want to become a patron for as little as $2 a month. You can support us. And that's patreon.com/Hallmarkies. Yes?
Yes, that's correct.
Patreon.com/Hallmarkies. And if you want to check out our merch, we got some awesome merch too.
Yeah, Tee Public.
Yes, we love our Tee Public friends too. Shout out to them. Thank you. where can we find you, Rachel?
Yeah, you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, everywhere. So make sure to check that out. I'm Rotten Tomatoes. You can find me there. So I'd love to have your thoughts and for you to check that out.
Yeah, and if you want to find me anywhere, it's Amy Craig on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all over the place. You can find me there. But thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, great.
Bye,
thank you so much.